Jesus said to the ones who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are the descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. All right, Martin, I know you're itching to come on up, so let's do this. Let's tell a little bit more about what you've learned and what you want to teach us about Reformation Day. What you doing, bud?
Getting ready for the sermon.
Is your microphone on?
It's all a process. It's a journey.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Well, isn't this where we do the sermon from? Well, before we begin our time, come on, sit down. Isn't this the way? That's what I saw. I saw you doing sermons like this.
That's true, yeah.
Before we begin our time together, I must pray. I know I've taught for years that the first thing you should do in the morning, and as soon as you get out of bed, is to pray. And same thing for the evening. The last thing you should do is pray. Let us pray my morning prayer together, Pastor Meredith. But I won't trouble your good people with repeat after me business. I trust they know this one by heart, right?
Sure. I bet we know this prayer as well as I know German.
So, just follow my spirit then. This is a prayer that I cannot make it through the day without prayer. I can't do it alone. And the challenges that I face, I don't know what's ahead, so I need to know that I can lean on somebody. And that's what my prayers are all about. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you've kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer to start each day with. I'll have to try to remember that one for the future.
Well, prayer in the morning, prayer in the evening.
Prayer at supper time. You know, like pizza.
Pizza? Was ist das?
It was a joke, you know, referencing an old commercial about bagel bites, but it's not important. It's not important. Yes, pray in the morning, in the evening.
And at mealtimes, all the time. We are to call upon God incessantly and to drum into his ears our prayer that he may give, preserve, and increase us in faith and the fulfillment of the Ten Commandments and remove all that stands in our way and hinders us in this regard.
So pray all the time.
Yes, pray without ceasing, as St. Paul says.
Yeah. Well, Martin, with today being Reformation, the day in the church we particularly remember your work and your teachings, what would you like us to learn from you today?
Well,
uh,
I thought we'd talk a little bit more about Reformation.
Yes, well, today is Reformation. I've said that a few times, and that seems appropriate. But also, you and I have talked about Reformation once or twice in the past.
Just a little bit. But, oh, Pastor Meredith, we must always be talking about Reformation. The ways in which we are being reformed and changed, shaped, molded, growing. Remember your Latin? Semper Reformanda?
Yes, yes, always reforming. I told you that. But coming to visit us in 2023, what particular ways do you want to talk about reforming today?
Well, I think y'all were teaching me something this morning about reforming, just by sharing the piece the way that you did at the beginning of the service and not right before communion. It was different, and I understand that. This part of the work of Reformation, though, experiencing a change, learning about what that change means, and living into that change.
Yeah. Well, you are certainly known for the changes you made in the church, Martin. Did you ever anticipate it would change this much?
Oh, my, my. It was never, ever my intention. Never my intention to cause the split in the church the way it happened. I thought in sharing my 95 theses that I put on the door of the statements that I believed needed to be addressed in the leadership of the church, that we would come to some resolution that would help us to grow together as a people, to make us stronger, to challenge us to be better as a whole. And while it did that, it also split us into different parts of the church that we now call denominations. That hurt.
Yeah. True. It wasn't called the Catholic Church when you were alive. It was the church, either the Western Church, like what you knew, or the Eastern Church, which is what we now know as Orthodoxy. And now the Western Church has all these different denominations, or flavors, I like to say. And here at Christ Lutheran, we're a Christian church first and foremost, but with the flavor of Lutheranism, and specifically the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, or the ELCA.
And that's this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
While I never intended to have split from the church, the Catholic Church that you know now, the way that we express our faith should be individual and handled by each person, not just what the priests and the pastors tell us what to do.
True. And if we only took a look at your writings that you did in the 1500s, we'd probably be kind of lost.
What do you mean? No way. I wrote it for the people.
Yes, of course, Martin. But who we are in 2023 looks very different than in 1517 when you put those 95 theses on the door in Wittenberg. Changes are happening constantly in our lives with technology, medical advances. You wrote your concerns about it on the church on a giant piece of paper and hung it on the door of the church building in the center of town. If I hung a sign on the doors of Christ Lutheran, it would probably be seen by the quilters and maybe Kodiak swim team and the tops group, but it wouldn't be the best way to get information to this group. It would take a while for everyone to get the information.
You mean they wouldn't have read my 95 theses?
No, I'm sure we would have. Don't worry. But we communicate a bit differently today. You could have posted on Facebook or sent an email, maybe in the e-news, or tweet it or make a TikTok about it.
Tweet? Like a bird messenger? A TikTok like a clock? What is this?
No, TikTok is this like app on your phone where you make videos and like dance things and set it to music. It's a whole thing.
Music? I love music. I compose a lot of hymns. And actually, the first hymn that we sang today, Mighty Fortress, that was mine.
That is the classic Reformation hymn. Of course we sang it today. But just as the world was changing around you, so it's also changing around us. Computers and phones, Zoom and Teams. pay your bills online, use a credit card rather than cash, not to mention how people's lives are changing. Retirement, empty nesters, adding children to your family, loss of a job, you name it. People are going through change constantly. How do we make sense of all these changes in the name of Reformation?
I don't know. It's messy. It's complicated. But, and you shared all these changes. They could be good and bad. But just as we as human beings are both saints and we're sinners, simul justus et peccator, so these changes can bring goodness into our lives, but also heartache and sadness. It broke my heart that the changes I hoped for in the church and in my church, in my faith, in my community, they became interpreted as a violent attack rather than taking something I loved and making it even better.
That makes sense. I mean, that there's both good and bad, or joy and sadness with every change. There are things that we leave behind or lose or get rid of while also gaining a new or a new way of being. I would never be here as a pastor if people hadn't gone before me and called for radical change in the church. And I know for many, it's still really scary that women are pastors.
Well, it's sad, but it's also exciting. It certainly was unconventional in my day. But you're right. You follow behind the saints that have gone before you. You have helped bring about the changes for the better of all.
Martin,
just as I did then, you are doing now.
No pressure. But Martin, sometimes the world feels really hopeless and kind of altogether overwhelming. How do you figure out what changes to make or how to reform?
Pray like it depends on God, and then when you're done, go to work like it depends on you.
Pray like it all depends on God. Then when you are done, go work like it all depends on you. Woof-duh, I'm bad at that. I usually do it the other way around, where like I do all that I can, and then I get burnt out and exhausted and kind of frustrated, and then I talk to God about it.
Such is the life of a human being. But truly, pray. Pray constantly. Ask questions of our God. Enter into quiet spaces to learn more about who you are and where you're going. What is your journey? Hold conversations with the saints. Seek advice from all of the elders. Read your Bible. Scripture is the manger in which we find Christ child.
Martin, some of these changes are pretty scary. Never in a million years did I think I would be preaching to an online community as well as an in-person one. We continue to become, to shift, to grow, to reform.
Change is scary. I mean, think about when I was stuck in the tower and had to be there because I was being called a heretic and I had to hide for a while. But a Christian is never in a state of completion, but always in a process of becoming. We continue to become, to shift, to grow, to reform. It's a journey.
It's true. I mean, we did all this because of a worldwide pandemic. People know how much our community has changed over the years since the early homesteaders and certainly from the Dena'ina people who were here before colonization ever took place. And just in the last few years, we've been able to finally get a homeless shelter, which has been huge. Some changes are hard and some are exciting. We have lots of little kids and their chaos as part of our church life together. Perhaps sometimes you'll have to join me for the children's sermon.
Spare the rod and spoil the child. That is true. But beside the rod, keep an apple to give them when they have done well.
We're not going to use a rod on children here, but maybe let's keep you on Apple duty. Now, Martin, we should probably keep moving with the service because these folks get a little antsy if I go too long. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
In short, remember, God created the world out of nothing. And so long as we are nothing, he can make something out of us.
That's a good reminder. We are always changing and capable of being changed. And with prayer, scripture, and support, we can keep following our God to the best of our human abilities.
And when in doubt, just proclaim, "Here I stand, I can do no other."
Well said, Martin. Thanks for visiting us again this year. We'll see you on your next trip through Alaska. Be well.
Well, amen, sister. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And it's good to see everybody once again. Be well also. Pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray at supper time.